Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Well, you've heard about love, I'm true to blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine, and she my sweet little thing. She my pride and joy.
Little SRV bringing us back to the late great Stevie Ray. Texas Blues for you there. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Bill is the greatest economist that small business has ever seen, I can tell you that, and one of the greats of our time across any sector. And Bill, thank you again so much for all the years you've given us, and you've shown up here with your outstanding index and a small business optimism. We appreciate you very much. The labor market continues to be strong. Where are they finding these little bitty teeny tiny job opportunities? I mean, it's still solid, even though we're running out of workers. What do you think?
That is. Well, you know, what happened is we get a little bit of an improvement in the labor force participation rate. That is, people who haven't been in working or looking for jobs start looking for a job, and then they find one because, according to the government, there are like 5.4 million job openings and 6.3 million people looking for them. So, if you want a job, there's probably one out there waiting for you.
And our friend Chad Mutrio with the National Association of Manufacturers says a couple of million of those are manufacturing jobs.
They are. Manufacturing employment growth has been really, really terrific over the past year. Very good. Very solid.
Yeah.
And those are big numbers.
Are we going to – one of the things that's happening in the internals of this is – people are starting to lower their standards a little bit on who they'll hire, aren't they? They're having to, aren't they?
Well, you have to, If you can't find the perfect worker, which is what you're always looking for, then you take a less than perfect worker and then try to help them, give them a little bit of training or hire, get one of your other people to work with them and help them to cure whatever deficiency they might have. And then you go with them because it's better than having a vacancy where nothing is produced.
Mm-hmm. Capital spending was down a little bit, but not much.
Right. It was down just a point, but the plans went up a point. So, we're staying solid on that side, so that'll be good. And there was a huge swing in inventory investment plans. That lost 7 points, but the reason is that reports of actually raising inventory stocks went up 6 points. So, last month, in December, everybody bought stuff. And then in January, they said, well, I got all this stuff, so I'm not going to add to it now until consumers take it away.
So are you?
That's pretty solid.
The automobile industry seems to be having a tough time right now. Is that manifesting anywhere that you see out across the market?
Well, they are, but they're having a tough time in the sense that they've gotten used to selling 17.5 to 18 million cars, and these cars are good cars. They last.
They last these days, don't they?
A long time. Yeah, when you and I were young, they rusted out.
50,000 miles, they were wore out.
That's it. These things last a long time, and so there's this huge stock of, like cars coming off a lease, that are just a couple years old, and they're in wonderful condition, and people are saying to themselves, why spend the money for a new one when I can save 10 grand and buy one that's a couple of years old, looks just like it, and runs really well, and I'll go with that. So I think that's happening, and they'll have to gear back and not make quite so many of those things.
Mm-hmm. On the earnings side, is this getting to the point? Yeah, I remember, Bill, when in the 70s, when if they raised minimum wage, that was an inflationary. It would actually create an inflationary issue. Are we getting to the point where wage increases is becoming inflationary?
Well, not yet. It doesn't appear. We look at the the percent of our owners who are reporting that they're raising compensation, that's at record high levels. And then we look at the percent who say, I'm raising my selling prices, which is the way you get inflation and the way they pass on those costs.
Right.
And that fell 2 points, down 2 percentage points. There's really no sign there's any pressure there. And I think the reason is, back to your comment about the earnings, that over the past 6 months we've seen record reports of growing earnings. And that's because other good things have happened, like sales last year going through December were very, very strong. So you got a lot of customers coming in. You make money there. The tax cut put money at your bottom line. The easing of the regulatory burden, regulatory costs, that puts money at your bottom line. So all of our people out there are saying, hey, you know, earnings trends are good. I'd like to raise prices, but you know, I don't need to. And I know if I raise price, I might lose a customer. So we're all, you know, kind of waiting until we have to in that sense. If you go back to 2008, we had a big spike in the percentage of owners who were raising prices, you know, everybody together. And, of course, that's when the oil was $140 a barrel.
Right.
So we all had the same cost problem, and we all had to pass those prices on. But we don't.
Inflation is kind of a non-issue right now, isn't it? It has been
exactly
pretty much for a while.
Yep.
Last quick thought on credit. Are you seeing the banks and the credit card companies tightening up on credit? Are they worried about consumer credit right now?
You know, the only thing I've seen is is the Federal Reserve survey of lending officers, and that's they're always talking to big firms. And they say that they're cutting back a little bit, or they're tightening up standards.
I'm seeing that a little bit. I'm seeing some indicators, and it's kind of reminding me of spring 2008.
There you go.
It really is in terms of credit. I don't mean the whole financial crisis thing. I mean what the credit people did in the first quarter of 2008. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.